does will be quality, and you'll have quality people coming in there. So it's a quandary to me as to how I should vote.
The only thing I have to keep thinking about, every one of those people sitting there in the audience, they're concerned about their view. And we allow to be left as is. Mr. Myers can build anything he wants as far as height goes in front of their houses. And they're done. And they can't say a thing about it. I would lots rather, if it's me living there, I would rather have a house that I can see over and not care who's in that house. That's my opinion. And I don't know about anybody else's opinion.
Well,
but since we're talking amongst ourselves,
yeah,
that's my opinion.
The other is it has 2006 approval for
whatever he wants
the density, and he's willing to be specific and reduce the density, and as you mentioned, limit the height, which to me is a very important, and address the traffic by the additional gate.
Fewer cars
come in that direction. So, as a landowner, it seems like they have come to the table with many options that would be a great compromise.
I feel the man is trying, and I mean, because he can do anything he wants to do at this point, and this is kind of regulating that.
Well, I make a motion to approve as provided here. I understand Mr. Meyer and his team with that. Product that he has. He's a good businessman in the city, and I feel like he'll do exactly what he says he's going to do.
So we have a motion on the floor by Randy. Do we have a second?
I will have to second that motion.
Okay, we've got a second by Rick. So the motion on the floor is to approve the application as presented. With the additional decision of record items. So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So all in favor, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, have a good evening.
The next item up on the agenda is creation of Ministries of the Ozarks.
Creation Ministries of the Ozarks seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing a 10,000 to 12,000 square foot Creation Museum, bookstore, and gift shop building to be located at 200 Creation Lane, Branson. Per the assessor's information, the subject property is 50.4 acres in size. There's currently a residence and a garage on the property. Properties in the north and south are large agricultural parcels. The property to the east is Wallens Bluff Subdivision, and the property to the west is the outer road of U.S. Highway 65. The property will be served by a private well and an on-site wastewater system. The Creation Museum is currently in operation at 4180 U.S. Highway 65 Walnut Shade. It's been in operation since 2007, and as the applicant stated in the last meeting, the museum was originally located in Stratford, Missouri, but it moved 5 years ago from Stratford to its current location. The existing single-family home will be used for offices, board meetings, property caretakers' residence, and temporary storage for exhibit items. The applicant's planning to tear down the existing 30-by-40 pole barn. And we have a sketch plan for the proposed museum. This project scored a total score of 14 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. I'll go through. I took some pictures. This is standing at the drive, looking up towards the residence and the metal building. Highway 65 is behind the photo. This is the area location for the proposed building. Now I'm looking back to the south with that photo. And then there's one that shows the north Staff recommendations for the Division 3 permit 1919 would be as following. Of course, compliance with the provisions of Taney County Development Guidance Code that would include plans for the following. A, sediment erosion control plan. B, stormwater management. C, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances over 1 acre. D, utility easements and building line setbacks. And E, improvements with scale of building, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Two would be no outside storage of equipment or solid waste. Three is this decision of record is subject to all existing easements. Four, Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And five is the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And then the applicant did provide a PowerPoint, so I'll turn it over to him at this point.
You covered quite a bit of this up here. That I think you said just about everything that in your opening statements that we have up here, except for our square footage. We're up it a little bit to the 12 to 13 thousand square feet is our first phase on it. By the way, my name is Gary Brooks, and I'm a small residential building contractor in Marshfield. And I'm on the board of directors with the Creation Museum, and they've asked me to be their construction manager, and that's kind of what I'm acting as that in that capacity. I have with me Dr. Rod Butterworth, who's the president of our museum, and Curtis Baker is our secretary and treasurer. And we're currently located just north of the cross. You know, the big cross that's there now on the outer road. We leased that building from the Brown family, and we've been there since about 5 years. Is that 2014? We've been there. So we want to move from that location to the new location, which is almost right across the street from Pinniger Chevrolet. We bought the Plummer property. I don't know if you guys may be familiar with the Plummer property, that 50 acres there. That's what we purchased that property there. And we'll have to go through the fundraising plan program to make this happen. We don't have the cash money to start doing it right away. So it's going to be, could be a year, 2 years. We don't know exactly what God's got planned for us. So we're just trusting him to make this happen for us. Scott's got that's kind of one of our first renderings. We've already hired an architect, JCDM out of Joplin, Missouri. He's done some other architectural work around here, and he's doing that for us. I think you can go to the next slide, Scott. That's currently where we're located right now. The building that we're in, the cross, I think, is right here. And so we're right there in that building. We remodeled that old building. We saved it, really. Remember, it was an old castle, and my crew came up and I'm an Amish crew that I have, and we remodeled and fixed up that old building, and a lot of other volunteers helped do that. We can go to that next one. So this is the area that we're talking about starting. Building right in there. And this is Pinniger Chevrolet. It's right across the road there. And phase one, which is, you can see this is what we're proposing to start with, that right there. And this may or may not happen. This is years down the road, but we're just trying to look in the long term. But immediately, this is what we want to do, then we get the funding for it there. And again, that's where we're located right there. The house, existing house right now is right there. And that's the old pole barn that we might take down pretty soon. And we just wanted to show on this one the other commercial businesses in the area. So this is where we're going to be right here. This is our land here. And we've got the Emery Creek Bed and Breakfast, Pinniger Chevrolet is in here, LJ Plumbing and Supply,
Lloyd's Electric, Meeks, and you know, we've got quite a bit of commercial property around us.
Any questions now?
No, very detailed presentation. Thank you on that. Is there anyone in the audience that has signed up to speak against this application? Anyone signed up to speak for this application? Seeing neither. Do we have any specific questions for the applicant?
Quite a large piece of property. What's your future for the rest of the property?
Well, we've talked possibly hiking trails, cutting hiking trails through there, and not a whole lot more than that right now. There's a great buffer area to buffer us from all the residential areas, homes from around the side right there. But there's been all kinds of ideas thrown at us and from maybe a little camp someday, but those are things just way off in the future. And that's some of the small things that have come up, things like that, but nothing concrete yet. So.
Are you going to try to use the existing ingress and egress to the driveways?
Yes. Yes.
So we're not going to come off of that and then go up the property, go north up the property to wherever you go?
Yeah, they renamed this. This is Creation Lane now that comes into the property and comes along the side of the barn right there and into the house. So that's actually been designated by the county, right, Curtis?
I think that came out for the building, not for the house, for the museum. The egress and ingress is
there. Back to the other map, it shows it better.
Of course. Right here's the entrance. You're going to build right at the entrance,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, the building's going to be right there.
There's a second entrance on the right side.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. It's a good access.
Right here.
Yeah, there's the other one.
See, here's the other one.
Yeah, there's the other one over there. Yeah.
But you're going to build and use that access as well?
Yeah.
And a flat piece of property. That doesn't
Can you believe right that? There's about 3.5 acres up there that's roughly flat. So, and the house that's there... Right now, that's our offices now. We've already started doing business out of the house. We've remodeled the house, and there's a caretaker's quarters on the north end of the house.
Okay. Any other questions? Good presentation, a lot of information. Would anyone entertain making a motion?
I make a motion that we approve it.
Have a motion.
I second that.
And a second. So we've got a motion from Doug and a second from Dave. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. God
Appreciate
bless.
It.
Thank you.
We'll generate the decision of record that you'll get in the mail a copy of, and then within 120 days, you can come to the office and get it notarized or else make arrangements with Marla to have it done off-site and recorded. So
we wait 120 days?
No.
Oh,
you have to do it within. You can do it a day after you get the letter if you want. So then within the next week or two if you want to get that recorded.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're moving on to concepts.